The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry, the voice is, it's not any better today. Might be a tinge worse, actually. Bear with me. It is the 22nd of March, 2019. We're going to get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, messengers on Facebook, have you opened your app today? Did you see what's going on there? Oh, looky there. We've got quoted replies to Messenger conversations. Woohoo. Yes, this new update from Messenger gives you the ability to quote and reply to specific messages in a conversation. Basically, it's going to make it a little bit easier to keep track of what the hell you were talking about. And those of you out there that actually use WhatsApp, it's actually owned by Facebook, too. They've had this feature for quite a while. I don't know if somebody over there at the WhatsApp side of Facebook said, we should try this and put it there. Oh, yeah, good idea. It could also mean that they're trying to create that cross-platform system that we've been hearing about, too. You know, where they unite Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram? Yeah, could be. Time will tell, I guess. All in all, if you're not seeing the update yet, you probably just need to go update your app. It's available right now on Android and, of course, iOS. Well, we're hearing about so much stuff come from Apple. This one's a bit of a disappointment. Well, I guess it depends on who you are, of course. It's not a product. No, it's about news. Apple News, in fact, and about adding the Wall Street Journal. Now, let's face it. Apple trying to get on publishers for its paid news service, it hasn't went so well. But finally, it seems like the Wall Street Journal saying, okay, sure, we'll give it a whirl. In fact, we should be seeing the service in just a few days. Apple is telling us it will be well implemented before the March 25th event. As far as those other people, you know, like the New York Times or the Washington Post, they're still a no-go. Maybe they just don't feel they're going to be reaching enough readers there. Or maybe it has a lot to do with Apple asking 50% cut for the required unlimited access. Yeah, it sounds like Apple, doesn't it? Of course, whoever else decides to come on board the news app, we're still going to be seeing those free stuff that's scattered about still. But, of course, if you get interested in an article and it asks you, hey, why don't you pay up so you can read more? Yeah, don't be surprised you're going to be seeing that a lot more often. Especially after March 25th. And finally, I tell you what do we not buy too much of nowadays? Light bulbs. Yeah, it seems like these LED light bulbs, they just last forever. Well, of course, they don't really last forever. You know, anywhere from about 10 to 30,000 hours. But hell, here's a light bulb, or should I say lamp, that might actually outlive you. Yep, from the fine folks over there at Dyson's, they have unveiled a new ambient lamp that's gonna last 60 years plus. Now, sure, if you're 10 years old and you're listening to this podcast right now, you will surely outlive the lamp. Folks like myself, though, the last lamp I'll ever buy. Kind of sounds depressing now that I say that. Now, anyways, it's more than actually just a lamp. It's actually got a built-in USB-C port built-in right there on the side. Woohoo! Meaning that 60 years from now, when that light is still cranking out that old energy for you, that USB-C port, it'll probably be obsolete. The lamp itself, though, is kind of cool, very futuristic. What you'd expect from Dyson, I guess. The buttons along the side let you turn on the ambient mode that allows the light cycle to change lighting temperatures, pretty much based on the natural light it finds in the room. Hence, that might be what's making the light bulb, or LED, or whatever the hell it is in this thing, last a lot longer than your traditional LED bulb. All right, enough of this talk. You're saying, okay, how much does a 60-year light cost me? Well, if you're looking at the desk lamp, yes, by the way, there are two. There's a desk lamp and a floor lamp. Well, for the desk lamp, you're looking at $599. Yes, you heard me correctly. Oh, and for the floor lamp, that's $899. Yes, again, you heard me correctly. Yeah, you'll never buy another lamp again, probably in your lifetime. Probably because you won't be able to afford another lamp again in your lifetime. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website, of course, for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Hop on over there and check it out for yourself right this second. You can also check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it. Come now, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, headed into that good old weekend. Going to do a little little bit of R&R myself, I think. We, however, though, will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.